Stuart, a draw tonight, was that a frustrating game for you?
Well, credit to Birmingham, they've turned it around. They got beat 8-0 at home to Bournemouth, and what Gary Rowett's done is he's decided to be compact and get men behind the ball. When we did get behind them, and a good bit of football by Jack McGomer in the first half, pulls off a good save, and then second half we get. It's just the disappointing thing is obviously the only little bit of quality we get, again got to the byline, and Hattie's got to hit the target with a header.
It's a great chance, isn't it?
It is a great chance in a game that you think, well, hang on a minute, the pitch is so poor, the ball's bobbling. We've got another nine home games on that pitch, and we have to find a way if teams are going to be compact. But when you finally do get a bit of quality, you've got to hit the target.
If we're talking about frustrating, I mean, not to pin it all on him at all, but is he a frustrating player to manage at times? Because we've seen obvious quality from him, but that is a chance he needs to take, isn't it?
Well, he's got to hit the target. That's the most important thing. It's a straightforward chance. Liam Palmer's done well. But credit to Attie, it was a bit of a focal point for us. He won so many fouls for us, and in the end, we couldn't even put any quality from a dead ball situations. We had to put into the keeper's hands. So, and then when he's gone through, he finally broke away and got through. He gets fouled, and for some reason, the referee doesn't give the foul. So, tends to have about two or three players around him, but so that creates space for others. And when we did get into them spaces and find them. Again, our final ball on a poor pitch didn't help us.
A lot of the messages we've got from the fans after the game was focusing on the officials. Do you think they had a big impact on the game tonight?
Well, you don't want fans going home talking about the referee's performance. At the end of the day, I'm disappointed that we've again missed an opportunity to get 3 points against the Birmingham side, who I thought were there for the beating. And in the entire times, we ended up playing at their tempo instead of working at a real high intensity and putting them on the back foot. They played West Brom on Saturday, and I think they'd still had 10 men. I said to the players that the most important thing is you have to keep going at it, and they might tie it with 10, 15 minutes to go. And so we didn't work the keeper enough in the second half, but at the end of the day, that's the way Birmingham have set up. They decided to get a lot of men behind the ball and trying to hit us on the break.
It's one of the toughest things is that you mentioned the Goma chance. It's wonderful football to get him into that position. And again, for the new year, when you're capable of doing that, to give it away as often as you did on other occasions must be the toughest thing about tonight.
Yeah, very frustrating. And like I say, is that the players know that they've missed a big opportunity to get 3 points. And again, it's a clean sheet for the defenders and for the keeper, but Westie was never really threatened or anything like that. It was a game that we should have just that final ball on a, like I say, picking out the right pass, and just a bit more self belief. But we've got nine games left on that pitch, and I just said to the players, "Look, we've got to find a way of the good player that we do have, and then when we get into the final third, you've got to make it more count."
How much of a concern is the pitch? It's going to start dictating to you, isn't it? You know what you can and can't do, and it's not going to get any better from here on out.
Well, there's no coincidence that our away form is by far better than our home form, but I don't think any of the grass is going to grow till probably end of March or the early April or something like that. But no, it's there. We've got to accept it. But we've just got to find a way to beat teams on it. And and like I said, that but when you get into them final thirds and you do create that opportunity, you've got to stick them away.
Sheffield Wednesday have lost seven games this year. Bournemouth, who are top, have lost six. The difference is the draws, isn't it?
Well, that's the disappointing thing. Again, I know that we've had games where we've got the first goal and couldn't get the second, and end up throwing a lead away, and it's probably cost us 8 to probably 10 points. But the disappointing thing again is not scoring at home, and like you say, it's just. I just feel frustrated and disappointed because the players are trying hard. At the end of the day, I could stand the fans' frustration, getting disappointed, but they've got to stick with us. Yeah,
I think they are as well, because they see the endeavour, they see the effort from the team, and no one could ever question that. How do you sort of get a bit more of a cutting edge with the group that you've got here?
Well, again, I felt today. Technically, you saw glimpses of the boy Will Keane, who can handle the ball. He can manipulate the ball. He can turn. He can go forward. I think him and Lewis Baker can't believe that pitch coming from their parent clubs, Manchester United and Chelsea's. But he'll get fitter and stronger, as will Lewis Baker. But like I say, we just maybe need to get the ball forward a little bit more earlier. to create and win more second balls, and then we become a bit more creative. And but the most important thing, like I say, is that when we're at home, we need to have especially when a team like Birmingham have come here tonight, just decided to get men behind the ball. We've got to pick out a better pass. And it's probably the first time I've ever seen Chris Maguire give the ball away so much on like I say, on the pitch. But it's there. We've got to get on with it and accept it, but try and get better on it.
You mentioned the clean sheet again, 15 now. And given the fact that you don't lose many games, are you that close, do you think, to being sort of the really effective squad and this club moving forward and being, you know, a promotion contender? Do you feel like you are getting really close now?
Well, again, it's like tonight, it's probably probably a result, really, that you need, and you need to nick that game 1-0, and whether that be with Atty's chance or Jack McGoma's chance. And people go, I'm happy because of the result, but we just look at it in the dressing room that we've thrown 2 points away. We're pleased we've kept a clean sheet, but we're at home. We've got to be putting teams under pressure and have them on the back foot. More so like a team that's come here tonight and just decided to defend and maybe just hit us on the counter-attack. But we've got to find various ways of breaking them down. And finally, we did get into a good area. Liam's cross and Atty's as disappointed as anybody. He knows he should have hit the target.
Is Will Keane okay? Obviously got a nasty bang towards the end of the game. Didn't
he? Yeah, he said there were 3 or 4 stitches in an eye. So it was a case of just dragging him off because we knew it would be a while, while they're stitching him. So I decided to get Stevie May back on, get on, and maybe Stevie May might, again. It's just at the moment, just got to keep believing because we're just not getting a break in that 18-yard box as well.
No Chris Kirkland on the bench tonight. What's the reason for that?
He's got a sickness bug, so he felt unwell yesterday, and obviously he's rung up today, not well enough to sit on the bench. So, but I'm sure he'll be okay for the weekend.
We are getting close to the end of the month now. Is a sort of like all hands on deck approach towards, I know that's probably been the case ever since the month started, but to get players in now to sort of ramp up and maybe get a couple more in before the end of the window?
Yeah, I felt that the qualities that Will Keane and Lewis Baker will rub off on the others. We're getting injured boys back as well. So that competition is becoming a little bit healthy, but like I said, I'd rather have played badly or poorly and win the game 1-0 tonight.
Just to find out, what do you think is more needed now that the Will Keane comes in? It's another striker for you. Is it somebody in the middle who can create, or is it more like another forward that you perhaps need at this stage?
Well, more often than not, the best part of any pitch is out on the wings. I would have said a winger, but at the moment the pitch is just poor all the way around. What we just need is I don't know, just a Johnny on the spot, really, or somebody that's only needs that little half chance. And at the moment, we're just not getting that break in the 18-yard box. But we're just got to keep believing. Like I say, that it's no coincidence our away form's better than our home form. So we're looking forward to going to Reading, and we'll go for the 3 points.
Thanks, Stuart.
Cheers. Thank you.